This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM. Charges are expected to be filed in an arson in an apartment building in Portage. It happened early yesterday, killing an 87-year-old woman. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
Portage police say the daughter of the victim, who also lived in the apartment, showed up at the scene after the fire was put out. They say she told them that she had had a fight with her boyfriend and he threatened to burn the apartment. The fire broke out at the Swanson Court Apartments just after midnight on the ground floor. A resident of a second-floor unit was rescued from a balcony. The 87-year-old victim, Maria Leal, was found in her first-floor unit. She later died at a hospital. The boyfriend, according to police, was arrested while driving nearby. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
More juveniles have been charged for allegedly making threats against schools, this time in Northwest Indiana.
Valparaiso police say it started with a threat directed at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. As police investigated that incident, they learned of an additional threat circulating on social media, which included a potential list of students that were to be harmed. That list was then shared by other students, with additional names and phrases being added with each share. Six juveniles have now been criminally charged for their role in creating or publicly sharing the threats. School threats have led to arrests and disruptions elsewhere in the Chicagoland area in recent days. In Joliet, two girls were arrested for allegedly making social media threats. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Board of Education holds a special meeting later this hour to vote on the district's five-year strategic plan. CPS officials say the overall focus of the plan addresses inequality, and it says it's about more than education. They say it's meant to redefine student success and school accountability while also closing opportunity gaps and providing equal learning to every student in the school system. The board meeting is scheduled for 8:30, about 25 minutes from now at 46th and Dearborn.
The Chicago City Council will hold a special meeting next hour to consider an ordinance allowing the extension of the controversial ShotSpotter technology contract. Some council members are trying to override the mayor's decision to end that contract. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling has praised the ShotSpotter as an important tool, saying it allows police to respond more quickly to victims of gun violence in cases where there's not a corresponding 911 call. The special meeting is scheduled for 9 o'clock, an hour before the council's regular meeting, where the issue could also come up.
The Chicago police say at least 15 vehicles have been burglarized in areas along Michigan and Wabash over the last few weeks. In all but one incident, unsecured guns were taken from the vehicles. Alderwoman Pat Dowell says the break-ins in an area with a lot of popular venues where guns are not allowed inside. She says people who have weapons may be going back to their cars.
There could be eyes on the street that are watching these people as they try to enter these locations, get turned away, and followed back to their car, so they're able to identify potential cars to break into.
Police are advising drivers to park in brightly lit areas, lock the car doors, and invest in a vehicle gun safe.
People living in Aurora might notice the city looking brighter than usual next month. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the Anchor Desk with more.
My Cisco, from October 4th through November 1st, the city will be lit up with immersive light and sound-based installations, projection mapping, and interactive street art. Now, it's all part of the City of Aurora's inaugural illuminated art experience called Luminora. The city says the event's theme is portals to the past, future, across space, or to a parallel universe. The experience culminates in Luminora Fest weekend, October 11th through the 13th. That will offer interactive and multi-sensory entertainment, extending further throughout downtown Aurora, as well as live music. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A decision on whether to grant landmark status to the shuttered St. Adelbert Church in Pilsen has been delayed again. The City Council's Zoning Committee put off a final decision even after it won approval by the Commission on Chicago Landmarks. Chicago Department of Planning and Development spokesman Dan Kleiber told the committee,
"The complex exemplifies the history of Polish and Mexican immigration and the cultural heritage and influence of these communities in Chicago. It would be hard to overestimate the critical role that religious institutions played in the history and development of Chicago's neighborhoods.
The zoning committee decided to delay a decision. Archdiocese of Chicago leaders say a landmark designation would make it nearly impossible to preserve the building by discouraging private developers from fixing the more than 100-year-old structure.
Police in Northwest Indiana say they found a large amount of illegal drugs while searching a truck that had been pulled over.
Indiana State Police say a semi was stopped along I-94 about 2 miles east of State Road 49 in Porter County on Monday for a motor carrier violation. Investigators say a trained police dog detected drugs in the truck. State Police say they found nearly 124 kilos, or about 273 pounds of cocaine, while searching the trailer. Police say the truck driver, 49-year-old Nasib Kisti of Canada, was charged with dealing and possessing cocaine. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Sports sponsored by Air Room Architects, Builders, and Remodelers. Here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. A day before reporting to training camp, the Blackhawks name a team captain for the upcoming season. 36-year-old, 17-year veteran forward Nick Foligno. In part of a statement, he says, "I'm beyond honored. If the sky were truly falling, this would be it. Already shorthanded minus injured Angel Reese last night, the pivotal second-to-last game of the season in a three-way tie for the final playoff slot. Leading scorer Kennedy Carter can't go with a foot injury, and 6'7 rookie Camilla Cardosa sits out with a shoulder injury. Head coach Teresa Weatherspoon's side down 8 at the break in Atlanta, lose by 16, 86-70.
A lot of our team is sitting on the sideline. We know that. We see that. Everyone notices that. But those five that get on that floor and those three that are available on that bench, they play their butts off. They're playing hard every single night. They give themselves an opportunity and a chance. And that's what matters. That's what matters. We'll build off of that. And we recognize that we're still in it. Still in it to the last horn sounds.
Yeah, but they need some help tomorrow on Judgment Thursday when the Sky play at Connecticut in the finale, and Atlanta and Washington are in separate action. Oakland drops the Cubs 4-3 into six games out of the final wild card with 11 to go. 120 start at Wrigley today. Justin Steele comes back from elbow tendonitis. The Angels shut out the White Sox 5-0. They've suffered 19 shutout losses and sit 36-116 with a matinee in Anaheim today. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Goodman Theater opens another season with a three-time Tony Award-winning play.
For actor-director Henry Godinez, presenting the classic stage play and film, Inherit the Wind, is like coming full circle.
I just started taking theater classes, drama classes in high school. In ninth grade, my mom took me to see it at the Dallas Theater Center. It blew my mind.
What are you doing here?
You're in violation of Public Act. Volume 37, statute number 31428.
The story is about science versus religion, a small town educator's trial for teaching the theory of evolution. As it goes head to head in a courtroom showdown, Godinez says the retelling of the story is more relevant than ever.
Even though it was written in 1955 and is about a trial that happened in 1925, it feels like it was written yesterday.
Inherit the Wind is based on the real-life Scopes monkey trial of 1925. The play runs at the Goodman through October 13th.
And so really, this is a play about, you know, every human being's right to think freely and in our society to speak what we think.
Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Anger is brewing in Indiana. State police and civil rights attorneys are investigating the death of a Valparaiso man earlier this month. WBBM's Andy Dane with the details.
Jasper County authorities have said they responded to a medical emergency at a DeMott home the night of September 8th, provided assistance, but learned 2 days later the patient had passed away. Attorney Stephen Wagner, it's a much different story of the case of 26-year-old Riker Earl, who he says called for help after a seizure. Wagner says in a statement, despite Earl showing typical signs of someone recovering from a seizure, deputies held him down on the ground, handcuffed him, and ignored his pleas for help for 15 minutes. Earl was eventually hospitalized but taken off of life support September 10th. Indiana State Police have now joined the investigation. Wagner says they plan to get to the bottom of what he calls many unanswered questions. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.